V-E-7-F-L-Z.
VA 5 Tango Mike, how's it going this morning?
Good morning to you. I'm just headed up Highway 10 toward Melville, almost at Doc Garrett. Just thought I'd call in to see if anyone's listening. How is your morning going? Mine's doing so far so good.
Roger, I missed the last of your call there, but yeah, things going not too bad. Weather is pretty decent, only in the teens, and no wind to speak of here, over.
Yeah, it's my call sign. My name is Trent. Call sign is Victor Echo Fox Alpha Golf Echo. Yeah, so it looks like it's coming up to Valcarce here. It's something yet, but it's blowing across the highway, but visibility is good. It's not that it's going to be a little bit more better than this yesterday. Back to you.
Roger, roger. I copied the Golf Echo. There was a little bit of packet loss or something, right? Or your location where it dropped out just when you said your call sign. Trent. I drive through on Highway 10 into Yorkton and up to Hudson Bay to visit my mom every once in a while. Are you heading into work this morning? Over.
Yep, I'm heading into work. I'm flipping the truck that's usually commute to Melville for work. And so it's just another day for me. I'm probably going to start breaking up here any minute now that I'm getting close to Valcarce. Back to you.
Roger. Okay, we'll let you go for now. Maybe I'll hear you more often in the future. VA 5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, I'll sure I'll shout to you sometime later. I'll maybe catch you on my way home. VA 5 Alpha Golf Echo. Have a good day.
Roger, VE 5 Alpha Golf Echo, VA 5 Tango Mike, 73. Handles Tom, by the way, over.
Victor Echo 5 Alpha Golf Echo. This is Victor Echo 5 Romeo Echo Golf. I was just going to say, Trent, I meant to say in our other conversation on 6-4, you should try the Yorkton repeater 145.490 with a negative offset. That repeater is pretty good too. I don't know if you'll get anybody on it, but you might. Anyways, I'll say 73 V5AG, V5REG will be clear. VA5 Tango Mike, V5REG, good morning, Tom. VA5 Tango Mike, V5REG returning. You got cut off there, Tom. I'm thinking maybe your battery died.
VE7SLZ.
V5REG monitoring, and we'll be clear for now. Well, I got a fresh battery in there, Reg. You still there, VA5 Tango Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom. I missed, I don't know how much I missed there. Let's see, you were talking about doing your laundry, and you just about, and what else was there? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm moving the laundry basket one step closer each time to the front door. Gotta go down the hall to the laundry room. So the basket is getting closer there, so I've been putting it off too long. I'm running out of clean clothes. But I did the ham breakfast Saturday morning and had a nice visit with the daughter and grandson Sunday. So, and I've got an MRI I've got to go to Friday in Saskatoon. But I have to go Thursday because it's so early in the morning. I got to get a hotel. So that's what's going on here. VA 5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, okay, copy that, Tom. Yeah, well, I hope there's nothing serious going on there. Always good to have an MRI once in a while. I had one a little while ago, and so it's kind of reassuring to know that everything was functioning or looking like it should. Anyway, yeah, it's too bad you have to rent a hotel room. That's quite a... an additional cost to the trip besides fuel and probably a meal or two, but yeah, some of these appointments are early, eh? I had an appointment in the city here not too long ago. It was at 6. I had to be there at 6 a.m. It was just a little day surgery thing, and I thought, my God, what are doctors doing up at this hour of the day? But I guess they have quite a workload. Need to extend their hours. Plus, when you're outside of the, you know, the normal hours of operation, then the place is a little quieter. You can probably get more work done. Hallways aren't as busy, etc. Anyways, good luck with that. And yeah, we'll probably catch up to you before then anyways. So. You have a good day, 73V5, VA5, Tango Mike, V5, Romeo Echo Golf, will be clear and monitoring.